friend Jason, they showed you why you need this, how you can respond to this offer of salvation.
Okay, thanks, man. Hey, good morning, you guys. The store is going to be opening in about 15 minutes, so you guys don't have much longer to wait. You know, hopefully you guys will get in. You guys will all get your item that you're hoping to get this morning. Just wanted to take a few minutes of your time, hopefully help the time pass a little bit quicker. I know it's cold. You guys are probably half asleep. Couple questions for you guys, just to see kind of where you guys are at. How many of you guys are buying something for a friend today? A relative, friend? A lot of you guys? Yeah? Okay. How many of you guys are buying something just for yourself, not for a friend? Okay. And how many of you guys are buying for both a friend and yourself? Okay, how many of you guys aren't buying anything at all? You guys are just here hanging with a friend, keeping someone company, spending time with them. Anyone not buying anything at all this morning? Maybe? All right. I'm not planning on buying anything, but we came out here to help you guys pass some time. Quick question. If the manager came outside right now and said, there's good news, everything in the store is going to be 99% off today, would that be good news? 99% off? That means basically if you guys were to spend $500, you could buy it all for $5. $500 worth of stuff for $5. Would that be pretty good news for you guys? Yeah, it'd be good news for me. I'd probably buy a bunch of stuff. How many of you guys might buy more than you were planning on buying if it was 99% off? Yeah? I definitely would. So think about, do you guys know if there's any 99% discounts this morning? Okay. So, if everything was 99% off, that would be pretty good news, right? So, think about that idea for a minute. Everything's 99% off and how you'd probably spend more than what you're planning and you'd probably buy a lot more than what you're planning. We gave you guys some $1 million bills when we first got here. And although that's not real money, that would probably help you guys get some gifts this morning. But there's an important question on the back of that $1 million bill. And it's the $1 million question if you guys haven't read it yet. And the $1 million question is this. If you guys were to die today, would you go to heaven? I know it's probably not something you're thinking about this early, but 2 years ago, you guys, in 2008, one of a worker at Walmart was actually trampled to death by a shopping mob early in the morning on Black Friday. He probably wasn't planning on dying that day, but he got trampled to death by a bunch of shoppers. And that just reminds us of the ultimate statistic, which is that 10 out of 10 people die. You know, all of us are going to die someday. It could be this morning, it could be this evening, it could be 50 years from now. But it's the ultimate statistic. And you guys might not know this, but 150,000 people die every day. That means in the past 10 minutes that we've been talking to you, about 1,200 people have gone off into eternity, never to come back. And once you die, that question, where will you go, it's answered, right? And so you know as soon as you die where you went. But before that time, that's when we need to figure out the answer. Because once we die, it's set, okay? So that's the question you guys should think about. If you died today, where would you go? And here's a few questions just so you can know where you'd go if you died today. Have you guys ever told a lie? Anyone here? If you guys have ever told a lie, you're just like me. I've told a lie many times. Have you guys ever stolen anything? If you guys have ever stolen anything, regardless of the value, you know, God will see us as a thief when we stand before Him. And it doesn't matter the value of what you stole. If I took a dollar out of your wallet or $100 out of your wallet, I'd still be a thief, regardless of the value. The third question is this. Have you guys ever taken God's name in vain? Just used it without respect? Got excited and said, oh my G-O-D, or got really angry maybe and used God's name? That's called blasphemy, you know. It'd be like Imagine throwing your mom's name around, you know, with no respect. That would be kind of disrespectful, right? If someone started using your mom's name as a curse word. So that's what we do when we use God's name in vain, and I've done that. The last question is this. Has anybody here ever murdered anyone? Probably not. Most of us probably say, no, I've never done that. Jesus said, if you guys hate someone in your heart, if you're angry with someone in your heart, God will see us as a murderer, because hatred is the beginning of murder. Before you go out and murder someone, you actually hate them in your heart. And God not only judges our actions, but he judges the intentions of our heart as well. So if you guys are like me, you guys have all told a lie, you've stolen something, you've probably misused God's name, and you guys have hated someone in your heart at one point or another. If that's true and you died today, God would see you as a lying thief, a blasphemer, and a murderer at heart. Okay? And that's a scary thing. God says, you know, the wages of sin is death. And the punishment that he's ascribed for breaking his law is eternity in hell. And, you know, while some of us might not like to hear that, it doesn't sound that nice, it's true nonetheless. You know, just like if we were to break a law speeding in our car, we'd have to pay a fine. We might not like that, but it doesn't make it not true. But God doesn't want any of you guys to go to hell. He doesn't want me to go to hell. He doesn't want anyone to go to hell. And so he provided a way out. And just like I spoke to you guys about a discount, a 99% discount this morning on clothing or on merchandise, God has offered us 100% off every sin we've ever committed. He has given us a free entrance into heaven, but there's something that we must do to receive that gift. You know, just like you guys get up early to take advantage of these great deals, the Bible says that all men need to repent, which means to turn from their sin, to confess their sin, and to trust in Jesus Christ. So 2,000 years ago, God sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, into this world, and he never broke one of those commandments. He never thought a hatred thought. He never did in his thoughts or actions broke one of those commandments. And about 33 years into that life, he went to the cross and died a horrible, bloody death. The punishment that you and I deserved for breaking God's law, Jesus paid with his life's blood. He died. He stood in our place, the place that we deserve to stand. And so God offers us this morning a free gift. Just like you're going to buy gifts for loved ones this morning, hopefully you're going to give them to them maybe on Christmas. God offered you guys an amazing gift this morning, and that's 100% off every sin you've ever committed. So what we need to do to receive that gift is to repent, which means to turn from our sin and to trust in the Savior. Trust in Jesus, not as just our Lord, but our Savior as well. Repentance is just turning from your sin, telling God you're sorry for the things that you've done wrong, and then trusting in Christ. And God says that when you do that, that you will pass from death to life. Okay, God says you'll be a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. So that's why we're out here this morning, because we care about you guys. We care about your soul, where your soul is going to spend eternity. So we encourage you guys. We have Bibles. If you guys don't have a Bible at home, we have some. We're not selling anything. We don't want any money. We're not trying to get you guys to join any church or anything like that. We just want you guys to know this truth this morning. As you guys are looking to, you know, save some money, we just want to help you guys know where you would spend eternity. Okay? Does that make sense? So hopefully you guys might have heard that before, but you guys might not have done anything about it. I just encourage you guys, again, 10 out of 10 people die. Before your head hits the pillow tonight, before you go into that store even, make sure that you're right with God. You know, someone got trampled to death going into a store. So just be safe today, you guys, as you shop. And have fun getting gifts for loved ones and friends. And Tony's going to come up and he's going to talk to you guys a little bit more about that gift and how to receive it.